Family Gems, where we share fun family stories. I'm Subha Agarwal. This is my lovely co-host.
Hey, I'm Valerie Tossey.
And this episode we're actually doing, because it's been a year of our podcast.
Hey, happy birthday anniversary to us.
I know. Our podcast is so old. It's already in preschool, maybe. I don't know how kids work.
Still young enough for Crystalia. Anyway. I can't believe, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I can't believe we made it a year.
Yeah.
It's hard, man. Listen, you listeners out there, you try doing a thing that comes out every single week for a year. It's hard.
It's like, exhausting.
It's really, really hard. And that's why we don't have a guest today, because we kind of wanted to do like a year in retrospect. Is that those are words?
I think it's a review. Yeah.
Yeah. In review. We're tired. This is why we have to do this. Because like I've talked to a lot of people that podcast and it is like try and fail. And most people do not make it a year. It's usually like a couple weeks or months and then it's like toast. So I'm not going to lie. I'm very proud of us.
Yay.
But yeah, like here's the deal, listeners. We're going to consider this season one. We're coming back. Don't worry. But we're going to take the summer off because we want to pretend that we're children getting a summer break. And, you know, we're both in and out of town. Our producer is going to be out too. So it was just easier for us to take a nice little breather, recharge, reflect, and come back in September after Labor Day. So we're just going to kind of like chat with you guys kind of quickly and then give you a story and then see you in like 2 months. But yeah, I mean, how do you feel? Like, how do you feel about doing this podcast for a year? Like, what are your thoughts? Like, what did you learn? Like, you know.
I mean, I learned a lot about people I thought I knew.
Yeah, ain't that the dying truth?
Yeah, it's like, oh, shit. Well, this makes sense. I felt like a beautiful mind a little bit where I'm just connecting to this trauma leads to this toxic behavior. I'm like, okay, I can see.
Yeah, it really did kind of give a nice flow chart for how people got to where they are.
It's like, oh, this is why you ghosted me for brunch 3 times. Okay.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Like, oh, I did peg you for a middle child. Like, it is really fascinating kind of getting to know your friends and your colleagues and people that you respect on a more personal level. Like, that's been really fun. And I think like a big thing that, you know, it always feels insular when you're dealing with your own crazy family. And so to hear like other people's stories and what they've gone through and like that it's so universal that it doesn't matter your background. Everybody has an insane family.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like somehow, you know, and even if it's like a crazy aunt or uncle, like there's always one.
Yeah, man. You go far enough down those tree branches, there's a nut or two. That's how that works, yeah.
Yeah, it's we have a lot of fruit-bearing trees in my family. Because it is wild. And like, yeah, it's nice to hear other people's stuff, because sometimes we'll hear some stories and I'm like, okay, well, so your family was mostly normal and now I don't like you because I don't think it's fair. But yeah, it's been really interesting. And like, I don't know. I know like this year too, we had primarily comedians on because that's kind of like, it's hard when you're a comic, you're like in that world. And that's kind of, because it's such a weird thing to do, that's kind of all you see and all you hang out with. Like, it's really hard to have, we call them normies. Like, it's hard to have normie friends outside of that because our schedules are a nightmare and completely opposite to everybody else's. And so I think one of my goals for season two, quote unquote, is trying to get some more people that aren't necessarily comedians to try to like open it up a little bit more. But that means that we're going to have to talk to more people. Like, we're going to have to make friends.
I guess it's a virtual podcast, so I don't have to make eye contact. That's nice, at least.
Yeah, Suba, from now on, Suba just has her camera off. I don't know what's wrong with it. Yeah, I think that will be really cool because like there's definitely people I would like love to have that sometimes seen unattainable. Like, I think, like, our last guest of the season, Josh Burstein, was so great because, like, yes, he does comedy, but also so fascinating.
You know, yeah, like, he had, like, such a rich life before he started comedy.
Yeah.
So it was cool.
It was really cool. And, like, then we've had, like, some other people that weren't just comedians either, but that's been really kind of neat to see because, like, comedians, like, we all know everyone has a crazy family because that's how we got here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's your fault.
Yeah. It's all your fault. But it's – yeah, so I think that'll be really neat to kind of have some fresh meat, if you will, for next season. But that said, like, if you guys have people that you are interested – now, listen, don't be like, Tom Hanks, because obviously our asses are not getting Tom Hanks on this podcast, okay, until we're super-duper famous. And then that – then people – Tom Hanks will be begging us, and truly –
I don't know. Maybe a couple movies flop. He picks up a drug habit. Maybe he will come down to us as opposed to us rising to him.
I feel like you're describing his son, Chet. Sorry, Tom. True. I don't mean it. But
oh, my God. Did you see his knees?
Oh, yeah. I saw the clip. Oh, my God. So if you guys haven't heard this, like, what's the show called that it's on?
Oh, I don't even – it's like – something where, first of all, the concept of the show.
Claim to fame?
Yes.
Okay.
The concept of the show is so fucking gross. Like, it's a bunch of, like, nepotism kids who are, like, famous through, like, have famous families. And then I guess you have to guess, like, who their famous relative is. Which is just, I don't know, who is this for? Like, I just can't, like, what, like, CCTV yacht is playing this? Like, who is actually fucking watching this show?
I know.
But Tom Hanks's niece, like, you can tell this poor girl never faced an obstacle in her. Like, the level of entitlement was like, what was it, Veruca Salt from Willy Wonka? Oh, yeah. Where it's like,
I want it, Papa. Now.
Yeah, I want my camera time now. I want it now. I don't care.
Did they know who I am related to? It's so weird. Boy. It was so uncomfortable because, like, basically she got called out, like, the contestant, or I don't know what you call him, like, knew who she was related to. And she stormed off and she was still mic'd and, like, a very hot mic. And even without the mic, you could hear her screaming, like, in, like, yeah, as she, like, left to go back to, like, pack up her stuff and leave. It was wild. But honestly, like, it's kind of a brilliant concept because, like, how often do you have relatives and like, I mean, friends too, but mostly relatives that are like, oh, do you think you're better than us now? Do you think you're blah, blah, blah? And now they get that sense of redemption to try to capitalize on the fact that they're related to somebody famous. So I am not surprised. I think there's going to be more drama. I think there's going to be a lot more people like that.
Yeah. It's also like a good reminder to put your kids through struggle, you know? Like, even if you can give them everything, I don't know, don't.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, and that's the thing too, like, you know, I think there's, like, extremes
fuck
to both
fuck with
end.
Your children, you yes. know? Buy them yes. a pony, then tell them that pony ran away. Just create trauma.
Tell them you'll buy the pony, but you have to pay for the food. And if you don't pay for the food, that pony ain't eating. <'Cause>, don't do
and
that.
And then
don't.
Go to Party City and buy a horse skeleton. Look, we've got to create character, okay?
We need to shape them. But, yeah, like, it's... Man, I can't wait to see who else is on there that's going to have an absolute shit fit. But I do think, like, in regards to, you know, making them struggle, I think that there's opposite ends where some people take it too far. Like, I don't know if you heard that Mila Kunis and what's his fucking face?
Ashton Kutcher?
That's the one. I always want to say Josh Hartnett. I don't know why I get them confused. But they're basically, like, they've said – like, to the news or whatever, that they were like, we're not leaving our kids anything. Like, we're not giving them anything. And I'm like, I think that yes, you shouldn't spoil your kids so they never have to work and, you know, don't learn the value of a dollar or whatever. But, like, yeah, also don't be an asshole. Like, if that were my
parents, I
don't
know. I kind of like them now in spite of that horrible really? Fucking Cheetos commercial they did. because, like, It is, like, interesting. I mean, unless your kid has something going on where they're, like, going to need assistance for the rest of their life, like, technically that's how our system should work. Like, you should be investing in your community and, like, other social safety nets to where we don't need to, like, you know what I mean? So it's, like, if you're investing in getting your kid on their feet so that they can provide for themselves, and they're going to have, like, all of the advantages, like, I kind of respect that shit. I mean, there is a little bit of this country is so fucked, like, you might want to put in a secret cushion, but...
Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing. I kind of love it, you know?
Yeah, or even, like, put the, I don't know, put, like, the deed to a house in their name, but don't tell them.
Yeah.
So that, you know what I mean? Like, something like that. So that they're not left with, like, I don't know, nothing. I mean, I'm sure they've got to be doing something. Like, that's kind of wild. But it is, like, I know even, like, my brother and I had a talk one day. God help me if my parents ever hear this. But we talked, like, we had one of those uncomfortable discussions where it was like, okay, so mom and dad sold our childhood home and they moved to Florida. So now they're living there and they're in this, like, you know, 3-bedroom house in the middle of nowhere in Florida. And my brother and I don't even know how it came up, but one of us finally was kind of just like, so, like, I don't want to live in Florida. Do you want to live in Florida? Basically implying that, like, once they're gone, what do we do with the house? And my brother and I were both like, yeah, no, we don't want to live there. We're going to sell that shit. And he's like, oh, thank God. I was like, yeah, you think I want that house? And, like, I was like, we're split it. Like, but it is funny that you have to have those, like, really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's like... It's interesting that, like, it's weird for other families. So my mom, I mean, she lost her law license when she came to America, but she's still fully educated in law. So I guess she could work as a paralegal. So she was, like, a paralegal for an estate lawyer. So that was, like, I remember being maybe even in middle school and, like, drafting my will, I guess, just in case something went wrong in the jungle gym. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just... But it's because she saw all that infighting and how, like, bad and brutal it is. Like, when families start tearing each other apart for, like, the crumbs.
Yeah.
And, like, so she was very strict about having your affairs in order. And then, of course, Sean, my husband's family, all passed. So he's very used to, like, families being crazy. Like, just coming over and stealing cars and shit. Where it's like, fucking hell, dude. Yeah. So it's like. It's not so awkward for me because I'm, like, so accustomed to it. I'm like, yeah, man, somebody's got to get this shit.
Yeah. I know. And meanwhile, I have not selected a beneficiary for, like, my life insurance or my 401k or, like, any of that stuff for work. So honestly, y'all, I'm just saying I can be persuaded. You know, start sucking up and it could be you.
Leave us a review. Valerie will put you in her will.
Yeah, this is my get. This is the giveaway we're gonna run. It's how to make it into my will. Oh my God! Speaking of, actually, what a flawless segue. God, we're good. So we're gonna do, like, a fun little contest. Not even a contest, but, like, an incentive, if you will. We need to get our reviews up, you guys, on Apple Podcasts. We have, like, none. There's, like, the reviews we have are very positive and lovely. And if you left one, thank you. You're doing the Lord's work. But we really need to get some new ones. So what we did is we have some really cool holographic stickers for the logo of the show. And we also have some really fun, like, a color variant of the same thing, but as magnets for the fridge. And we would love to send you some swag. So if you literally just leave us a review, a good one. Don't be a dick. leave us a good review and you know, follow us on social media, send us a DM. You can just DM us to the Family Gems account at Family Gems Pod. I'm pretty sure that's what I did. Mm-hmm. Or honestly, either one of us too, but sometimes it gets a little lost in our inboxes. So the podcast one's probably the best. But anyway, send us a DM, be like, hey, I left a review, and, like, screenshot the review. And if you're cool with sending us a mailing address, we would love to send you some goodies and a little handwritten thank you note. So that would be very nice. Please.
Yay.
We beg you. You want to be in this will or not? I think that'll be really fun for us to kind of build that up because it helps. It helps a ton. And, like, and again, you know, we don't want you guys to think that we're just, like, bailing. We just, we're tired and we need a break, especially Suba. Suba, if you don't know, does the brunt of all of the video editing and all that stuff. I can't. She's got the program. She spends a lot of time doing it. And so we just need to take a quick breather. But yeah, so if you guys have any suggestions for guests, if you guys have questions you want us to ask next season, any burning things you think would be a really fun thing to ask a guest. I know like it's easier to cater to somebody if you specifically know who the guest is, but if you have kind of an evergreen question, like one of my favorite things to ask that I'm definitely going to be better about next season is what's the worst piece of advice your family ever gave you? Because I think that that's really fun. So if any type of thing, send us a DM. We'd love to chat with you. And I think before we kind of take off, Suba and I want to – we'll leave you each with a fun family gem of our own that we have not yet said on the podcast. I have one in the chamber. Do you have one or do you need a minute to think?
You go first.
Okay. I cleared my throat like I'm getting on stage. So one of the wackiest memories that I have from childhood is when I was in a natural science program and I ended up incubating some eggs, chicken eggs, and multiple different kinds of birds. Honestly, I am a weird person. So I incubated 4 eggs, chicken eggs, and we had they outhatched 2 roosters and 2 hens. So we ended up giving one of the roosters away because you can't have 2. And we kept, they fight. So we had the hens in one thing and then we had the rooster and its own thing. It was like an old rabbit hutch that my dad had built that we repurposed for the rooster. And we lived at the end of a cul-de-sac eventually when I got a little older and we moved out of Lynn up to Salisbury, Mass. And behind us growing up was woods the whole time until, of course, they decided to put a development back there. And why this is important is because they had a bunch of construction guys out there, you know, pouring concrete, doing the foundations, building these houses, whatever. So we didn't like it, obviously, because now our backyard is houses instead of trees, which sucks. But the reason it was a big deal, what really fired my dad up, was because there was a guy there that worked construction that had a dog with him. And it was a big dog. I forget what breed it was, but it was a big dog. And the dog was always off leash. The guy never had this dog on a leash. And so the dog kept coming over into other people's yards. And like my dad can handle a dog shitting in the yard. Like it's annoying, but whatever. But the thing that really pissed him off was that the dog kept freaking out at the chickens and the rooster. And my dad was like, listen, you got to tie up your dog. He's really scaring like the animals and pets that we have over here. Cause we also had a cat at the time. We had our own dog. It was like, this is too much. You've got to keep him on the over there. Guy wouldn't listen. Finally, one time, this guy's dog, because they were working really late or it was really early in the morning, I forget, but the dog came over and ripped apart the rooster cage and killed the rooster. My dad lost his mind. And so my dad, being an unstable human being, took the dog, caught the dog, drove it miles away, and just let it out. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Now, don't worry. The dog is okay. The guy got his dog back. But guess what? That dog was tied up every single time after that. And
the dog is just like sitting there covered in blood with feathers sticking out of its mouth. Like in a postcard from Nevada. He's like, what the fuck happened to this dog?
Like, where did you go? Like, my dad is not to be reckoned with when it comes to that. Like, if he's like sets boundaries and stuff, he gets met. Like, my sister dated this guy who was like a real piece of shit. And finally my dad told him like one time he tried to come over because I think he had like stolen something for my parents. I forgot. But so my dad came outside and looked at him and he goes, if you take one more step on this property, I'm going to bury you here. And I was like, holy shit. So
that's hilarious.
Yeah. So if I have a bit of an edge, I guess that's where that comes from.
I'll say this. I didn't have like strong... Like, I didn't have that dad that was like, you ain't taking my daughter to prom. Like, I didn't have that shit at all. Like, My dad was so goofy. Like, and all he did was offer people mango when they came over to the house.
That's
like,
mango, so mango. Sweet.
But it's so, like, annoying. Like, it would have been nice to have an intimate. The only people that were scared of him was, like, when we were younger, were little kids. And it felt a little racist. They're like, your dad's scary. I'm like, the man in 80s booty shorts running around the neighborhood waving to people. Like, I that's love your scary.
Dad in 80s booty shorts.
Oh, yeah. I think I've showed you pictures. He looked like Indian Prince. Like, he was, because he used to be a marathon runner and he had the big mustache and, like, the high cheekbones. Like, he looked like.
Oh, my God. I need to see.
I forgot where I have the photo, but I literally photoshopped a picture of my dad and Prince side to side, and it's, like, wild.
That's really funny. Oh, man. What a delightful human. Meanwhile, you know, my dad offered people food, but only if he liked you. He was very different.
Something about Indian uncles. They got to move that mango. I don't know if it's a quota from the motherland, like what's going on, but they are intent.
That's so funny. Legally, to stay in this country, we have to offset a bunch of mango. Well, this was super fun, and I'm excited to see kind of what happens, you know, in a couple. I think we're both going to be much more like, happy to be refreshed. Here. Yeah, I'm like, we're just so like burnt. So we're excited to come back. We'll miss you. But yeah, like reach out to us. We're still here. Like, you know, chat with us online, Twitter, Instagram. I'm trying to be better about TikTok, but it is hurting my heart. but yeah, and please, again, leave us a review on Apple or I guess wherever you can leave reviews. But leave us a review and we'd love to send you some stuff. So, Suba, any closing remarks?
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. And we will see you in September. So, yes. Bye-bye.
Bye.